by the Lord and saw the name of Jesus. Magnify the Lord with me and saw the name of Jesus. I say, glorify the Lord with me and saw the name of Jesus. Magnify the Lord with me. As all the name of Jesus, I say, glorify the Lord with me. As all the name of Jesus, magnify the Lord with me. As all the name of Jesus, I say, glorify the Lord with me. As all the name of Jesus, magnify the Lord with me. As all the name of Jesus, I say, glorify the Lord with me. As all the name of Jesus. As all the name of Jesus, I say, glorify the Lord with me. As all the name of Jesus, glorify the Lord with me. As all the name of Jesus, I say, magnify the Lord with me. As all the name of Jesus, glorify the Lord with me. As all the name of Jesus, I say, magnify the Lord with me. As all the name of Jesus, magnify the Lord with me. We give glory to thy Lordy reign. We give glory to thy Lordy reign. He reigns, he reigns, he reigns. We give glory to thy Lordy reign. Adoration to our God, he reigns. Adoration to our God, he reigns. He reigns, he reigns, he reigns. Adoration to our God, he reigns, he the power. Super power. Jesus power, super power, giving glory to thy Lord. Giving glory to thy Lord. Giving glory to the Lord, even adoration, adoration to our God, even adoration to our God, even, 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 adoration to our God, even. Giving glory to our God, even. Giving glory to our God, even. Even, even, even. Giving glory to the Lord, even. Adoration to our God, even. Adoration to our God, even. Jesus power, super power, super power, super power, super. Every other power, powerless power, but Jesus power. Super power, super power, super power, super power. Power. Every other power, powerless power. Every other power, powerless power. But Jesus' power, superpower. Jesus' power, superpower. Every other power, powerless power. Every other power, powerless power. But Jesus' power, superpower. Every other power, powerless power, but Jesus' power, Jesus' power, superpower. Every other power, powerless power. For Jesus' power, superpower. Every other power, powerless power. Powerless power. But Jesus' power, superpower. Every other power, powerless power. Jesus' power. Superpower. Every other power, powerless power. Worthy, you are worthy, King of kings, Lord of lords, you are worthy. Worthy, you are worthy, King of kings, Lord of lords, I worship you, Lord Jesus. You are Jesus. King of kings, Lord of lords, you are Jesus. You are Jesus. King of kings, Lord of lords, I worship you. Blessed Holy Spirit, come and take control of every situation that has troubled my mind. All my cares and burdens, unto him I roam. Jesus. sing to Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, blessing to the Father, Father, Father. Father, blessing to Jesus, 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 Jesus. Blessed Holy Spirit, come and take control of every situation. That I trouble my mind. All my cares and burdens unto you I lay. Hallelujah. Jesus. Jesus. Jesus, let's sing to the Father, 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 Father. Let's sing to Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, let's sing to the Spirit, saving, saving. Holy Spirit, take control tonight and bless every one of us. Holy Spirit, do it now. Make my life whole again. Spirit move over me. Spirit move over me. Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, move me now. Make my life holy again. Spirit move over me. Yeah. Spirit move over me. Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, move me now, make my life whole again. Spirit move over me. Spirit move over me. Holy Spirit, move me now. Move me now, make my life whole again. Spirit move over me. Spirit move over me. Holy Spirit, move me now, make my life whole again. Spirit move over me, Spirit move over me. Holy Spirit, move me now, make my life whole again, Spirit move over me, Spirit move. Over me, Holy Spirit, move me now, make my life whole again, Spirit, move over me. Spirit move over me. Spirit move. Holy Spirit, move me now. Make my life whole again. Spirit move over me. Spirit move over me. Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, move me now, make my life whole again. Spirit, move over me, move over me. Holy Spirit, move me now, make my life whole again, Spirit, move over me, Spirit, move, over me. Spirit move over me. Holy Spirit, move me now, make my life whole again, Spirit move over me. Spirit move over me. Holy now I make my life whole again, all again, Spirit move over me. Spirit move over me. Spirit move. You are highly lifted up. There is no one like you, highly, 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 hallelujah. You are highly lifted up. There is no one like you, highly, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Jesus, you are highly lifted up. There is no one like you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, you are highly lifted up. There is no one like you, Lord. Hallelujah, 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 amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus, you are highly lifted up. There is no one like you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah, you are highly lifted up. There is no one like you, Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 amen. Hallelujah, 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 amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus, you are highly lifted up. There is no one like you. Hallelujah, you are highly lifted up. There is no one like you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, amen. Jesus, you are highly lifted up. There is no one like you. Hallelujah, you are highly lifted up. There is no one like you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, amen. Jesus, you are highly lifted up. There is no one like you, Lord. Hallelujah, you are highly lifted. There is no one like you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Our glory, glory, glory to our God. Our glory, our glory, glory, glory to our God. Hallelujah, Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We are saved. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, our God. We are saved. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, our God, for your mercy, for your goodness. Thank you, our God. Paul and Silas, they prayed. They sang the Holy Ghost. Came down, Paul and Silas, they prayed. After praying, they sang the Holy Ghost. Came down, Paul and Silas, they prayed, they prayed, they prayed, they sang. Holy Ghost came down, Paul and Silas, they pray, they pray, they pray, they sang, they sang, they sang. The Holy Ghost came down, Paul and Silas, they pray, after praying, they sang, after singing. Holy Ghost came down, Paul and Silas, they pray, they pray, they pray, they sang, they sang, they sang. They go, came down, Paul and Silas, they pray. They sang after singing the Holy Ghost. Came down, Paul and Silas, they pray. They sang, they sang, they sang the Holy Ghost. Came down, Paul and Silas, they pray. After praying, they sang after singing. Holy Ghost came down, Paul and Silas. Y'all welcome in the name of Jesus. This is prayer and praise night. I tell you, God is giving us mightily. Everyone is welcome to begin to join this broadcast. I tell you, God is going to bless everyone tonight by the power of the Holy Ghost. God is a good God. Prayer moves mountains. Praise moves God. We got to move God to do things for us. We got to move God with our praise and worship. And God is on the move to do signs and wonders and miracles. Hallelujah. Ayubu Mole, you are welcome. And as many that are joining us on Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, and YouTube, you're all welcome to join this broadcast. God is going to do something great in your life today. As we begin to praise him and adore him in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus. Father God, accept our praise tonight. Accept our worship. Accept. Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. Oh, Lord Jesus, open that door, open that gate, open that way. Let there be a breaking through now, a breaking forth now, a visitation from on high, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Harabasandoria. Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, oh God. Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. Oh, my God. Oh, Lord, my God. Oh, Lord, my King. Let our words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O God. Jesus, open up our lock now. Open the way, open the door, open the gate. Let there be a breaking through and a breaking forth now. Give us a visitation from on high. Jesus, you are the way maker. Make a way now where there is no way. God, do something new in our life today. Visit us mightily, O God. In the name of Jesus Christ. Rakabaya bakasaka yakala kabakasa. In the Holy Ghost, take over your work in this broadcast and do something new. Do something new in our life. Something new in our life. Something wonderful in our life. Today, God, do something wonderful in your life. Something good in our life. Something gracious in our life. Tonight, we cannot do without you, Lord Jesus. We cannot do without you, Lord Jesus. We cannot do without you, God. We pray to something wonderful in our life. Something beautiful in our life. Something great in our life. Tonight. Yesterday has gone. Another day has come. There's something new in our life. Yesterday has gone. Another day has come. Something new in our life. Do something wonderful in our life. Something great in our life. Something glorious in our life. Tonight, do something wonderful in our life. Something beautiful in our lives. Something gracious in our lives. Tonight. We cannot do without you, Lord Jesus. We cannot do without you, God. We cannot do without you, Holy Ghost. We cannot do without you. We cannot do without you. We cannot do without you. Oh, Lord, do something new in our life. Something wonderful in this place. Something glorious in our life today. Do something wonderful in our life. Something beautiful in our life. Something gracious in our life. To thee. Holy, holy, holy Lord. Grand power of man. Heaven and earth shall be filled with your glory. Holy, holy, holy Lord, grant us power and might. Heaven and earth shall be filled with your glory. Holy, holy, holy Lord, grant us power of mind. Heaven and earth shall be filled with your glory. Holy, holy, holy Lord, grant us paramount. Heaven and earth shall be filled with your glory. Oh, yes, thank you, Jesus. Holy, holy, holy Lord, grant us paramount. Heaven and earth shall be filled with your glory. Oh, yes, Jesus. Holy, holy, holy Lord, grant us paramount. Heaven and earth shall be filled with your glory. Oh, yes, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Holy, holy, holy Lord, grant us paramount. Heaven and earth shall be filled with your glory. Hosanna, Hosanna, in the highest. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hosanna, Hosanna, in the highest. Oh, yes, glory to God. Hosanna, Hosanna, in the highest. Thank you, Jesus. Holy, holy, holy Lord, grant us paramount. Heaven and earth shall be filled with your glory. Holy, holy, holy Lord, grant us paramount. Heaven and earth shall be filled with your glory. Oh, yes, Jesus. Holy, holy, holy Lord, grant us paramount. Heaven and earth shall be filled with your glory. Hosanna, Hosanna, in the highest. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hosanna, Hosanna, in the yeah. Thank you, Lord. We give you glory, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In the highest. Oh, Lord, you are the majesty. Your name is all over the earth. Our God, you are the majesty. Your name is all over the earth. Oh Lord, we magnify your name. Oh Lord, we praise your name. King of kings, Lord of lords. Oh Lord, God Almighty. Our God, you are the majesty. Say your name is all over the earth. Oh Lord, you are the majesty. Your name is all over the earth. Oh God, we magnify your name. Oh Lord, we glorify your name. King of kings, Lord of lords. Oh Lord God of my eyes. Oh yes, Lord. Our God, you are the majesty, your name is all over the earth. Oh God, you are the majesty, your name is all over the earth. Oh Lord, we glorify your name. Oh Lord, we magnify your name, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, O Lord God Almighty. Our God, you are the majesty, your name is all over the earth. O Lord, you are the majesty, your name is all over the earth. O God, we glorify your name, O Lord. We worship your name, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, O Lord God of Mighty. Our God, you are the majesty, your name is all over the earth. O Lord, you are the majesty, your name is all over the earth. O Lord, we magnify your name. O God, we praise your name, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, O Lord God of Mighty. Our God, you are the majesty, your name is all over the earth. Oh Lord, you are the majesty, your name is all over the earth. Oh Lord, we glorify your name. Oh Lord, we worship your name, King of Kings, Lord of Lords. O Lord God of Mighty. Our God, you are the majesty, your name is all over the earth. Our God, you are the majesty, your name is all over the earth. O Lord, you are the majesty, your name is all over the earth. Our God, you are the majesty, your name is all over the earth. Our Lord, you are the majesty, your name is all over the earth. Oh God, we magnify your name. Oh Lord, we glorify your name, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, O Lord God Almighty. Our God, you are the majesty. I am glad that God is my Father, and he knows he will never forsake me. I am glad, so glad, I'm glad, I'm too glad God made me. I am glad that God is my Father, and he knows he'll never forsake me. I am glad, so glad, I'm blessed, I knew glad God made, he made me, he made me from a knowledge, he made me glad, so great. I am glad that God perfect me. I am glad, so glad I'm late. I do glad God made. He made you. He made you wisdom and knowledge. He made you glad, so great. I'm glad, so glad. I am glad. I'm so glad God made. He made me. He made me wisdom and knowledge. He made me glad. I'm so great. I am glad that God is my Father. I know He will never forsake me. I am glad, so glad, I'm blessed. I am glad God made. He made you. He made you wisdom and knowledge. He made glad, so great. Yes, that great and mighty army is yesterday. The walls of darkness crumble. Jesus Christ is the King. He's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Yes, that great and mighty army is yesterday. Oh, glad, start of victory. Our enemies have been defeated. Oh, shout, shout of victory. Praise His name, praise His name, praise His name. There is a great and mighty army is here today. The works of darkness stumbles. Jesus Christ is the King, is the King of Kings. And the Lord of Lords, there is a great and mighty army, is here today. Oh, shout, shout of victory. Our enemies have been defeated. Oh, shout, shout of victory. Praise His name, praise His name, praise His name. There is a great and mighty army is here to thee. The works of darkness crumble. Jesus Christ is the King, is the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. There's a great and mighty army is here to thee. Oh, shout, shout of victory. Our enemies have been defeated. Oh, shout, shout of victory. Praise His name, praise His name, praise His name. He's the King of Kings, He's the Lord of Lords. Name is Jesus, 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 J-E-S-U-S. He's the King, He's the King of Kings, He's the all of us. Name is Jesus, 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 J-E-S-U-S. He's the King of Kings, He's the Lord of love. Name is Jesus, 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 J-E-S-U-S. He's a King, the love of God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. For that Lord our God, omnipotent, he reigned in majesty. Our God leader, blessed be the name of the Lord. For that Lord our God, omnipotent, he reigned in majesty. Our God, great. Blessed be the name of the Lord. For the Lord our God, omnipotent, he reigned in majesty. Our God, great. My God, living. Blessed be the name of the Lord. For the Lord our God. Omnipotent, he reigned in majesty. Our God reigned, your God reigned. Blessed be the name of the Lord. For the Lord our God, omnipotent, he reigned in majesty. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God in the highest of earth. Peace, goodwill to all men. Y'all welcome to the Our Miracles Radio and TV Ministries of the Jesus Christ Global Nation, reaching your way from Langham, Maryland, USA. This is the Archbishop Stephen John Biocoro coming your way with the living word of God that saves, heals, and delivers. I tell you, God is a great God. He's worthy to be praised. Our God is 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 worthy to be praised. What he said, our God is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. It is 24/7 praise and worship in heaven. We better start it now. In heaven, it is 24/7 praise and worship day and night. The book of Revelation says the elders, 24 elders, they bow down to worship and praise him and glorify him. Lucifer used to be the archangel of God in charge of praise and worship until he rebelled and was cast out of heaven. But still, it is still praise and worship up there in heaven, 24/7. There's no time for anything else. You just worship the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. That's what he is. In fact, I like it that way. What else are you going to do? You know, it's a place where you never grow old. I have heard of that land. It's a land which is good. It's a land where you never grow old. I have heard of the land. It's a land which is good. It's a land where you never grow old. Never grow old. Never grow old. It's a land where you never grow old. Never grow old. Never grow old. It's a land where you never grow. If you get a glimpse of heaven, if you get a taste of it, you will like to just, you know, just somebody, if I have a wings like a dove, I will fly away, you know? Huh? The glory beyond. The strength of gold, the peace and the joy of heaven. That joy of heaven inside is dwelling within my heart. the joy of heaven inside is dwelling within my heart. I have not seen, ears have not heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man what God has prepared for those who love him. You know, it's a glorious place, and we should all seek to be there. Oh, yes. Don't be left behind. Because if you miss the rapture, it is the worst thing that will happen to you. And you're going to go through 7 years of great tribulation. But if you follow the rapture, then you are gone. And to glory, to be with the Lord. People are getting tired of the world system, you know, the oppression, the depression, the obsession. All of a sudden, somebody will go and start a war, killing people everywhere. And the anarchy, the confusion. We want to go over there. You know, my mansion above. And Jesus said, let not your heart be troubled. I go to prepare a place for you, so that where I am, there will you be also. My mansion. In my Father's house are many mansions. I like that. Jesus said, in my Father's house are many mansions. Jesus has gone to prepare mansions for us over the air. And the glory, if you test it one time, a Christian sister died, faithful servant of God died, and they went to call the apostles to pray for her, or pray over her body before they go and bury her. Not knowing that her spirit had left her body and have gone to heaven, and she was already with the Lord Jesus Christ in heaven. And her body was still here on earth. So when she got to heaven, she was welcomed. The angels welcomed him to the presence of God because she was faithfully serving God, worshiping God. She's born again, filled with the Holy Spirit, the servant of God. So the angels welcomed her into the presence of the Lord. And she stood there in the presence of the Lord, and the Lord looked at her and said, you have not finished your work on earth. I want you to go back, and then you're going to come for real. You haven't completed your mission. The mission God gave you, you haven't completed it. So go back to the world and then complete your mission before coming. At that point, she turned. And when she turned, she, according to her testimony, she looked down and she could see her body on the edge. The apostle was praying over her body. And she said, no, Lord, I don't want to go back to the edge. I don't want to go back to the edge, Lord, please. I don't want to go back to the edge, Lord, please. I don't want to go back to the earth. So her spirit came back into her body, and then she woke up. When she woke up, she slapped the apostle who prayed for her to come back. She slapped the apostle. I like that. She said, why did you call me back? I was already in heaven with God. You call me back. You were praying. All of you all were praying, and then I have to come back. You see, oh, she regretted coming back to the earth. She wanted to just be with the Lord. You see? What are we trying to say? Let heaven be your goal. We are walking towards being there. If all this Christianity and all this going to church and all this being born again, filled with the Holy Spirit, if it will not lead us into the kingdom of God, we are wasting our time. Our ultimate goal is seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all other things shall be added unto you. For tonight, we're going to be talking about praise and worship moves God. Prayer moves mountains. Praise and worship moves God. All these things are tied up. Prayer moves God, quite all right. But praise and worship moves God faster. Go to the scripture. Anywhere in the scripture where there was praise and worship, the next thing is the move of God. God comes straight into that situation and brings solution to the problem. We want to start with Joshua in the book of Joshua chapter 6. Joshua had to break through the walls of Jericho to get into Jericho and conquer it. So it was an issue. It was a terrible problem. Joshua had to break the walls of Jericho. And how is he going to be able to break the walls of Jericho? Joshua chapter 6. Joshua was given instructions on how the walls will be broken. Because the walls of Jericho were high walls. In those days, they built walls around cities. And when they build those walls around those cities to protect the city from enemy attack. And those walls were thick as thick chariots. Thick chariots, or let's say thick car, can drive like thick lanes on top of the wall. That tells you how thick the walls of Jericho were. Thick lanes of cars on top of the walls of Jericho, 6 lanes, not 4 lanes, 6. That tells you how wide the walls of Jericho it was, and then how high, up Joshua and his men couldn't get into Jericho. So there must be a strategy for overcoming this wall, because if you not break this wall down, you are not getting into Jericho. How are we going to do it? Joshua had to hear from God. You need to hear from God. You need to hear from God. That serious problem in your life, you know, you need to hear from God on how to tackle it. And the Lord spoke to Joshua. Joshua, you know what? Just take your men and march around the city wall 6 days. On the seventh day, march around the city wall 7 times. On the 7th time, sound the trumpet. Blow the trumpet of praise. And the wall will come down. Now, that looks very stupid. We are talking about breaking down the walls of Jericho, and then you are talking about marching around the walls of Jericho 6 days. And then on the 7th day, march around it 7 times. And then after the 7th time, then blow the trumpet. It has nothing to do with breaking down the walls. Well, that was God's way. God's ways are not your ways. Your thoughts are not God's thoughts. God's system is not your system. Your system is not God's system. See? The structure was given and Joshua followed it up strictly. March round the walls of Jericho 6 days. And then on the 7th day, march round it again 7 times. And then on the 7th time, blow the trumpet. You know, that spiritual work, the spiritual prophetic action. Prophetic action had to be taken. Breaking through now. Yes, that breakthrough is taking place by the power of the Holy Ghost. Receive from your throne of grace, so God, everything that you have for us tonight in this broadcast, in the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, Lord. Yes, we receive it. We receive it. We receive it. Yes. As many that have keyed into this broadcast, God has me to tell you that he has made ways for you where there are no ways. He has opened doors for you which no one can close. Your breakthrough and your breaking forth have started right now. And by the grace of the Almighty God, we are breaking through, we are breaking forth, We are going through. We are possessing our possession. In the name of Jesus, every spiritual walls of Jerusalem, every walls of obstacles, walls of hindrances are falling down right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, receive a breakthrough by the power of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, Rakabaya, Kandori Blondo Yokosa, Abla Kanda Yeti Sentrebo. Yes, Lord, we receive it, 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 we receive it. And that was how Joshua broke through into the land of promise and possessed his possession. Possessed the land and took over. Wherever the souls of our feet are trodden, God has given to us. We are the spiritual Joshua of today. We are the Joshua of today. We are marching into the land of promise. We are possessing our possession. Every obstacle, hindrance, and obstruction has given way in the name of Jesus Christ. We break through, we break forth, and we possess our possession in the name of Jesus Christ. King Jehoshaphat was faced by five enemy nations. Five enemy, can you imagine? King Jehoshaphat. Second Chronicles 20. 2 Chronicles 20 from verse 15, King Jehoshaphat was faced by five enemies. Five nations came against King Jehoshaphat. 2 Chronicles 20. And Jehoshaphat ran into the house of God and they started praying. Nothing wrong with that. Oh, yes, 2 Chronicles chapter 20, from verse 15 to the end of it. King Jehoshaphat ran into the house of God with his people, and they began to pray. There's nothing wrong with that. But that was not going to be the key for this issue. You see, the problem is sick. Five enemy nations. Five enemy nations, five different countries came against King Jehoshaphat. Of course, they will just crush Jehoshaphat and his men, crush Jehoshaphat and his men to pieces. And so Jehoshaphat ran into the house of God and they began to pray. That is good. There's nothing wrong with that. But that was not going to be the key for this. That was not going to bring the breakthrough. As they were praying and praying and praying and praying, it's good to listen to God, to listen to God's instruction. You know, lean not onto your own understanding, but trust in the Lord with all thy heart. God spoke through the prophet Gehazi. King Jehoshaphat, you know what? All these prayers is good. There's no problem with those prayers. There's no problem. But here is the key to the breakthrough. Get all your people to begin to praise. Get the people to praise me. Let them begin to praise. And as they are praising, I'm going to go forth and bring solution to this problem. And so King Jehoshaphat, they gather all the praise and worship here, and everybody began to praise God. All the people began to sing, and you know, they began to praise, they began to praise. God's ways are not your ways. Your ways are not God's ways. His methods are not your methods. Your methods are not God's methods. God's methods are not your methods. Have this at the bottom of your heart. Five enemy nations are coming against Jehoshaphat, and then it is going to be praise and worship while the enemies are coming. I would not going to ask for ammunitions and get all the jet bombers and jet fighters and get all the equipment and get all the military men and all the military women and get all the equipment for war, the armored cars and the submarines and get all the machine guns and get all the bombs. I'm not going to do that. God says, no, that's not going to bring the breakthrough. King Jehoshaphat, get your people together, begin to praise God, begin to praise God, begin to praise God, begin to praise God, begin to praise God. And as they were praising God, God took over the problem. As they were worshiping God, God intervened. As they were praising and worshiping God, God came down by the power of the Holy Ghost. And God took over the situation. And the enemies began to fight themselves. And all the enemy nations began to fight themselves. Arakabataya. The Lord God is a man of war. Exodus 15 verse 3. The Lord God Almighty is a man of war. Can you fight God and win? You cannot. Arakabata. Yebrekenderebuta. God took over the war and began to fight for his people. God began to fight for Jehoshaphat and his people. And all the enemies began to kill themselves and destroy themselves. Ha, Rakaba. Ah, God is speaking to somebody else. Where is President Zelensky of Ukraine? God is speaking to you. The battle is not your battle, it is God's battle. All of you begin to praise God, begin to worship God, begin to adore God, and the enemies are going to fight themselves. Our enemies are going to kill themselves. In the name of Jesus Christ, God is speaking to somebody through this message. And I tell you, this is not my mistake. This is very, very divine. Ah, Rakaba. The battle is not God. Our battle, it is God's own battle. The Lord is fighting for us. The enemies destroyed themselves. King Jehoshaphat just praise God and worship God and adore God. I tell you, there is something about praise. The power of praise and worship. With joy shall ye draw water from the wells of salvation. Isaiah 12 verse 3. With joy. The joy of the Lord is our friend. Nehemiah chapter 8 verse 10. The joy of the Lord. It's our friend. The joy of the Lord. That joy of the Lord is my friend. That joy of the Lord is our friend. That joy of the Lord is our friend. The joy of the Lord is our friend. That joy of the Lord is my friend. That joy of the Lord is my friend. The joy of the Lord is my friend. The joy of the Lord is my friend. The joy of the Lord is your strength. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Harakabaya. Hey, Rekesuya. Rejoice in the Lord. And I say again, rejoice. Philippians 4, verse 4. The Apostle Paul writing to the Philippian Christians. They rejoice in the Lord. And again, I say rejoice. There's something about rejoicing and praise and worship and glorifying him and adoring him. If you ask me, say, which is better, prayer and praise, I will choose praise. You know why? If you want to go and move God, of course, you can move God with your prayer. There's no problem with that. But if I praise God, God will move faster. God will just move into the situation and bring solution to that problem. And that was what King David was doing. David was a shepherd boy, the eighth son of Jesse, and he had his harp. He had his harp. His father was telling him to go and take care of the sheep in the desert. And while there in the desert, little boy David will be playing the harp and praising God and worshiping God and adoring God and glorifying God and honoring God. If you look at those psalms, they're all about praying and worship and adoration. You know, he didn't care about his problems. He didn't think about your problems too much. You know, cast your cares upon Christ, for he cares for you. If you think about your troubles and your problems that issues too much, you don't win. You don't conquer. But if you allow God to take over your problems, you allow God to take over your issues, You allow God to fight for you. He gives you the victory. Oh, yes. David continued to praise God. He continued to worship God. He continued to adore God. He continued to glorify God. And God came down and said, Prophet Samuel, you know what? I found a man after my own heart. Saul has said, so leave Saul to go. I found a man after my own heart. And who is that man? David. Go and anoint him the next king of Israel. A shepherd boy to become a king. I tell you, it was supernatural promotion. And it was nothing, it was not that David was a holy man, a holy angel, or, you know, praise and worship, glorifying God, adoring God. What are you, you see, sometimes Jesus said, don't repeat prayer. Yes, Matthew chapter 5, chapter 3, chapter 7, he said, avoid vain repetition. Vain repetition. The prayer you pray in the morning, you want to pray it again in the afternoon, you want to pray it in the evening again, you want to pray. Did God not hear? Is your God deaf? Your God is not deaf. God is not a deaf and dumb. God is not blind. That is not seeing you. God is hearing you. Pray this one. Okay, now thank God for it in advance. You haven't seen it yet, but you are thanking God. You are praying, you are glorifying God that God has done it when you haven't even seen the result yet. That is what moves God. Faith moves God. Faith, trust, hope, confidence. You know, prayer. All these things move God into action. Learn to move God. You need to learn to move God. You need to learn to move God. And David continues to praise God. Psalm 22 verse 3. Psalm 22 verse 3 say, oh, thou art holy, thou that inhabitest the praises of his people. Psalm 22 verse 3. God inhabitest the praises of his people. God enjoys the praise and worship. God takes delight in the praise and worship of his people. God is interested, he's moved by the praise and worship of his people. Psalm 22 verse 3. God takes delight in the praise and in the worship of his people. God is interested. How about Paul and Silas? Paul and Silas in Acts of Apostles chapter 16, Acts of Apostles chapter 16, verse 25 and 26, Paul and Silas, they began to praise God, began to worship God in the prison yard. They were bound hands and legs. That's not the best time to praise God. Eh? They were busy for preaching the gospel, for working for God. You know, the enemies came against them. They beat them, put them in the prison. That's not the best time to praise God, because they were already sad and angry with all those beatings. But yeah, Paul and Silas, Acts chapter 16, Acts of Apostles chapter 16, verse 25 and 26, at midnight hour, the darkest part of the night, Paul and Silas began to praise God, began to praise God, began to worship God, began to glorify God. And as they were praising God, God took over. Holy Ghost took over. Jesus took over. The prison walls were broken. The shackles in their hands were broken. The chains were destroyed. The gates of the prison were torn to pieces. Ah, breakthrough has come. Ah, as a result of praise and worship. Paul and Silas, they prayed and worshiped. And God intervened. And the prison gates were open. I prophesy to you, everyone on this line today, turning on the broadcast, as you begin to praise and worship God, every power that holds you back must lose you. Every chain and fetters and bands of wickedness must go. Every spiritual prison yard must be destroyed from your life. In the name of Jesus, Jesus has come to set free the captive. Yes, by the power of the Holy Ghost, thou art loose from your infirmity. In the name of Jesus Christ, who the Son of God has set free, is free indeed. Receive the freedom that Jesus provided for you on Golgotha Heath over 2,000 years ago. In the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, the Lord Jesus is touching you tonight. By the power of the Holy Ghost, you see that touch of God in your life now. In the name of Jesus. He's the glory and the lifter of my head. God is the glory and the lifter of my head. For thou, Lord, art a tree for me. My glory and the lifter of my head. He's the glory and the lifter of your head. God is the glory and the lifter of our head. For thou, Lord, art a tree for me. My glory and the lifter of my head. I cry unto the Lord with my voice. I cry unto the Lord with my voice. I cry unto the Lord with my voice. And he heard me out of his holy hill. He is the glory and the lifter of my head. God is the glory and the lifter of our head. For thou, Lord, art a shield for me, my glory and the lifter of my head. God is the glory and the lifter of your head. He is the glory and the lifter of your head. For thou, Lord, art a shield for me, my glory and the lifter of my head. Psalm 3 verse 3. He said, God is the glory and the lifter of my head. Let me tell you this. The devil wants you to be beaten down. You know, and then you put on long face and you start, by your head like this and be moving around with long face. That's what the devil wants. The devil wants people to be beaten down. But guess what? God is the glory and the lifter of my head. Psalm 3 verse 3. See, God is the glory and the lifter of my head. Psalm 3 verse 3. Say, God is the glory and the lifter of my head. Shall be lifted up. I shall be excited. I shall be happy. I shall glorify God. Satan is not going to put no sadness on me, sorrow. And, downtroddenness and sadness and sorrow, anxieties and fears, intimidated and pity. No, that's not for me. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Rejoice in the Lord. And again, I say rejoice. Oh, yes. God has given us the spirit of joy and happiness. Yes. I have put on my garment of praise. I have put on my garment of praise. And the spirit of heaviness is gone from me. I have put on my garment of praise. I have put on my garment of praise. I have put on my garment of praise. And the spirit of heaviness is gone from me. I have put on my garment of praise. You have put on your garment of praise. You must put on your garment of praise. And the spirit of heaviness is gone from you. You must put on the garment of praise. Job chapter 1. Job was a happy man, excited and serving God, loving God with all his heart. And the devil came and smacked him with all kind of problems and troubles. Devil came with all kind of issues. Job became sick of boys. All his businesses were gone. All his children were gone. His house was destroyed. Everything was destroyed. And Job never cost God one second. Job chapter 1, 2, 3. The Bible says he shaved his head and he fell down and worshiped God. See, that is the true test of a child of God. What do you do when negative things hit you? Because in this life, you must come across negative things. Negative things are everywhere. Job chapter 1, 2, 3, the Bible says that after all these bad things have happened to Job just scraped his head, fell down, and worshiped God. In the midst of trouble, in the midst of problems, in the midst of lack and want and need, Job was worshiping God. Now, the economic situation has brought depression once again. Prices of things are going up, and you go to the market now, you'll be very surprised. All kind of things. You know, gas price has gone up. What do we do in such situation? We need to praise God. In everything, give thanks unto God. All things shall work together for good. All things work together for good. So the economy does not determine how we serve God. You know what is happening around, neither none of these things is separate us from the love of Christ. That tribulation, that distress, that nakedness, that peril, in all these things, we are more than conquerors. You know, this is not the first time there was depression in the 30s. There were famines, there were all kinds of things that have happened, but Christians, as believers, as a child of God, you need to hold on to the Lord Jesus Christ. As your personal Lord and Savior, you need to communicate to him and pray with him and flow with him and go with him. All things shall work together for good for those who are in Christ Jesus. Right now, you need to settle with the Lord Jesus Christ. Don't waver. Don't backslide, don't fall away because of what is happening. You just need to hold on to the Lord Jesus Christ. And those of you who haven't received Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, this is the opportunity for you to repent and turn away from evil, from your wicked ways, and start worshiping God and serving God and loving God. You need to give your life to Jesus. You need to open your heart. Let Jesus come in and dwell in you. Christ in you is the hope of glory. You need to accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior so that you can have eternal life. What shall it profit you if you shall gain the whole world and suffer the loss of your soul? Today is the day of salvation. I want you to bow your head wherever you are in any part of the world and ask God for forgiveness. And confess all your sins to him. He that confesses his sins shall prosper. He that hideth his sins is not going to prosper. See? But he that confesses and forsakes shall have mercy. So this is the time for you to open up your heart and let Jesus come in. He's knocking at the door of your heart. If you open up, he will come in and stop with you. I want to pray with you right now that God will sustain you in the economy, that is all these things that are happening around. We pray God to see you through in the name of Jesus. Jesus is the answer for the world today. There's no other way. Jesus is the answer for the world today. Above him there's no other. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the answer for the world today. Above him there's no other. Jesus is the way. Heavenly Father, I pray for everyone who have had your word. Let your word be in them. Make them doers of your word and not just hearers alone. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray for those who are sick. The Lord, you touch them with your healing power, heal their spirit, soul, and body, make them every week whole by the power of the Holy Ghost. Lord, reach out to your people. Let them begin to praise and worship you so that you will intervene in their lives and bring solution to their problem. In the name of Jesus Christ, let them be born again and be filled with the Holy Spirit, that they will receive Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior, that they will have eternal life with Jesus Christ. God bless every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ, and may you learn to praise and worship God on a daily basis. In the name of Jesus Christ, Jesus loves you, and we love you too, Felicia and I. We love you, and we say, God bless all of you. Thank you so much for your cooperation. Thank you so much for joining us in this broadcast. Please forward this message to everyone you know. Email it, text it out, send it to them, and tweet it out. Let them know the truth, that the truth shall set them free. It is the truth that you know that sets you free. For prayer and counseling, you can reach us on the phone, area code 202-460-7110 or 240-828-9374. Call us night or day for prayer and counseling. We are there for you. And God bless you abundantly. In the name of Jesus Christ, we have another section tomorrow, Saturday. It's going to be 12 noon until 2 o'clock on tomorrow, Saturday. Join us for that broadcast. And God bless you all. In Jesus' name. Amen. God loves you and I love you, and that's the way it should be. God loves you and I love you, and that's the way it should be. God loves you and I love you, and that's the way it should be. God loves you and I